2 Chronicles, chapter 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem. For to Shechem had all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt, and they sent and called him. And so Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, ease somewhat the grievous servitude of your father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve you. And he said to them, Come again to me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel do you give me to return answer to this people with? And they spoke to him, saying, If you are kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him that stood before him. And he said to them, What advice do you give that we may return answer to this people who have spoken to me, saying, Ease somewhat the yoke that your father did put upon us? And the young men that were brought up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus shall you answer the people that spoke to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shall you say to them, My little finger will be thicker than my father's loins. For although my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I with scorpions. And so Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king bid, saying, Come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly. And King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men, and answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I with scorpions. And so the king did not listen to the people, for the cause was of Yahweh, that Yahweh might perform his word, which he spoke by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king would not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion do we have in David? And we have none inheritance in the son of Jesse, every man to your Elohim, O Israel. And now, David, see to your own house. And so all Israel went to their tents. But the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Yehuda, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones, so that he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem, and Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. End of chapter 10.